The first reading today is one of my favorite readings from the Acts of the Apostles. And I think this is what we need to remind ourselves as Christians and as disciples of Christ. St. Peter, who represents each and every one of us, represents the church, said, "I have neither silver or gold, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ and the Nazarene, rise and walk." The church is not about gold, about possession of this world or control of this world. What we have is Christ Jesus. And we must remind ourselves, especially in 2024, as we get closer to all these election fiasco going on. We must remember to ourselves that who we belong to and who we're preaching and who take possession of our heart. We preach Christ not according to this world. We don't give Christ according to the standards of this world. We preach him so that people can be freed in him and through him. Peter said clearly, "I have neither silver or gold. I don't have anything that the world I have Christ, and in the name of Christ, rise and walk." He told a man who was suffering for a long time that in the name of Christ, he's be able to be restored, to be healed, and return back to the dignity he once lost. And in the same way, again, the episode of the road to Emmaus, we read it over and over again. But how many times have we forgot the beginning and the ending? What happened in the beginning? The two disciples were conversing and debating, just like us at times, conversing and debating. They were arguing or they had their disagreement. And all of a sudden, Jesus appeared to them. They didn't recognize him at first, but see how slowly he instructed them with gentleness, with kindness, but with firmness. He opened their eyes through the scriptures, through the prophets, but most important of all, by the breaking of the bread, they recognized him. Each time we go to Mass, sometimes we debate, sometimes we disagree and argue with each other, but we must remember what happened in Emmaus happened at each and every Mass, that the Lord revealed himself to us through the scripture, through the prophets, through his own word, and we get to receive his body and blood at the Mass. Just like what he did at Emmaus, and at the breaking of bread, they recognized him. So I pray and I hope that when we go to Mass, we recognize who we belong to, who take possession of our heart, that even though we do not have silver or gold or anything that this world wants, we have Jesus who is our hope, our joy, our everything.